Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands. Deathlands number 137, Rift of the Magi.
Is that?
Maybe.
It had taken a while after several dead ends, but Ricky and Joe had discovered a tight but navigable passage through more collapsed wall and ceiling that led to a darkened corridor beyond. Ricky swung the narrow beam of the flashlight back and forth as they carefully made their way.
Elevators.
You think they work? It's all dark here.
It'd be really good if they did. Sit tight.
There was a bank of three elevators across an intersecting hall. Ricky swung down. He steadied the Delilah in front of him with finger on the trigger and shone the flashlight ahead. When he got to the corner, he swung the flashlight left, then right, as rapidly as he could register what he was seeing. Both corridors curved and disappeared from sight beyond the light. He went to the elevators and pushed the up button. It lit up.
Looks like we have power.
Joe slid down from Bonnie and led her over to join him.
Is it supposed to sound like that?
Maybe it's just warming up. It probably hasn't been used for 100 years.
That didn't sound good.
No.
What do we do?
Try again, I guess. That was just one elevator. Still got two more.
Shit. That sounds just as bad.
Give it a chance.
The ceiling light in the elevator car was on, at least.
Do we really trust this thing?
Hold on.
Ricky gingerly stepped into the elevator.
Seems okay.
He jumped.
Ricky!
The elevator floor bounced a little, but held.
Scare the crap out of me! We got a rope! You could have tied yourself to Bonnie, at least.
Oh yeah, didn't think of that. Doesn't matter. If the cable snapped, the roof of the car would have probably smushed me anyway.
The door started to close, and Ricky pushed the open door button.
Go get Bonnie.
I hope you're right about this.
What choice do we have?
Reluctantly, Joe led Bonnie into the elevator car. Ricky hit the button for ground level, which in this case meant up. Nothing snapped, and they didn't all plunge to their deaths. Not immediately, anyway.
Oy, coño!
Hey, you cursed in Spanish.
She also hung on to him with a grip of iron.
Do you smell smoke?
The doors opened onto a large open area, like a courtyard, and about 20 startled-looking people at varying distances turned in Ricky and Joe's direction. The smoke was coming from a burning campfire, and there was a dubious-looking torso of flesh atop it. It was a shanty town of sorts, cobbled together from broken furniture and vehicles and other scavenged materials. The people also were wearing obviously scavenged and ragged clothing, and had misshapen, lumpy features and anatomy very much like Ricky's attacker had. A few wore caps like the one Ricky now wore with the stylized W, and they all had blue-tinted skin. The people stood frozen in hushed awe, marveling that the wall had simply opened up to deliver them such miraculous bounty.
Hello?
Several of them picked up blunt weapons and small chunks of rubble. Others wielded sharpened blades.
Scabby!
The charge was on.